Welcome to The Barbell Strikes Back. I'm James McDermott, and today, Haley and Renee from the Albany CrossFit Barbell Club are joining me on the show to talk about their recent experiences at the USA Weightlifting North American Open Series 1, aka the Arnold Classic. Ladies, how are you doing?
Great.
Good.
Excited always, to be here.
It's a mouthful trying to say that, North American Open Series 1, etc.
Yes. AKA the Arnold.
Yes, the Arnold. Renee, for your Arnold experience, you spent, this is very important, you spent 18 hours in a car with Schaff and Miguel. Yeah. So we have to hear about this part of the experience. I'm sure there might be some stories. I don't know what they tend to bicker or argue here and there, just not being in closed quarters for that long. So I'm interested. I never asked you when we were in Columbus. How was the trip?
Honestly, the trip was fine. That's so funny though. They're on their best behavior, maybe because I was the entire time, so they knew that if they spoke sideways or something went wrong, I was in control. But no, it was really good. They unfortunately had to listen to me on like multiple law school calls, so they know everything there is to know now about the New York bar. So maybe it was worse in their experience than it was for me. But no, it was really good. And having not seen you all for so long, it's always nice to catch up when we can.
That's awesome. And I know you're in the car right now. You're on spring break and you have a meeting right after this. So how many meetings do you typically take in the car?
In the car, not that many, but in a week, a lot. There's always things have to happen for better or worse, but it's nice to, I have a pretty view. It's a beautiful day, so it could definitely be worse.
It is gorgeous outside. I don't know where you are right now, but it's nice and sunny out here too in Albany.
Yeah, somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Very cool. So it's just a March thing that you're in the car so often being on Zoom calls.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. But hopefully after this, things will calm down.
Yes. Well, I'm glad the trip went well. You can tell me and Haley off air any of the drama or the stories that you're not sharing right now.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Haley, you brought family to the Arnold, which this doesn't happen often, where you guys will bring friends and families to watch you compete. What did your family think about this, and what was it like to have them out in the crowd?
It was a lot of fun. I bring family to a couple meets. Usually states ends up, somebody always comes. But my sister and her boyfriend live in Cleveland, so only an hour 40 minutes from Columbus. So I literally just stopped there on my way over and invited them. They said, yeah, absolutely. They had a lot of fun. That was their first weightlifting meet to watch. They learned a lot. My husband was also there. He had never seen anything. He had seen videos that I'd showed him. I showed him like all of like the cool like world records or like crazy weightlifting stuff. Like Toma.
Wait, he doesn't follow the Barbell Club page?
He's not on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
he has an Instagram. I don't think he's logged in like 8 years or something like that. But
I envy him. I envy him.
Mainly
actually.
On Twitter. Yeah. Yeah. No, they had a lot of fun. My sister was really curious about everything. She had tried CrossFit previously and snatching, I'm pretty sure she's done, but I don't think she'll do it again. She's very tall. So she always says she's at a disadvantage with these types of lifts.
Well, I mean, hey, there's some tall weightlifters out there. Look at Lasha. He's super tall. If he can make it work, I'm pretty sure we can make it work for your sister.
Yeah, my sister kept asking which weight class she'd be in. She was like trying to compare, like, oh, I can lift this much. But who knows? Maybe we can get her into it. I don't know any clubs out in Cleveland, so I couldn't recommend one.
Oh, there's got to be so many, especially CrossFit gyms too. So I'm pretty sure we could find her one. Wouldn't that be cool to be in the back room with your sister, both warming up? Same session or something like that.
That would be. She definitely wouldn't be in the same session, but
Haley.
No, I mean she's a lower weight class, so it would be a different session.
Okay, all right. Very cool. Any interest from the husband on maybe picking up a barbell one of these days?
I don't know about, he definitely wouldn't jump straight into weightlifting. He is, he hasn't been like consistently working out for a while, but he is getting back into it. He has a friend that has a home gym, so a nice free way to go work out. So his friend's kind of like going to put him through the ringer for the next 10 weeks.
And maybe CrossFit would be a good, you know, way to bridge everything together.
Yeah. He just, I mean, he has a lot of past injuries. He had ACL surgery and LCL, his hip, something in his hip surgery. Both have been replaced. So yeah, I don't think he wants to jump into like the full, like aggressive movements that CrossFit typically has, more static, powerlifting type of stuff probably.
Okay. All right. We can start with powerlifting and then eventually you'll see how much more fun snatch and clean jerk is. And then eventually takes time. It just takes time.
I will try. A light push for maybe years, probably. I'd say months, but maybe years.
I will say though, the powerlifting stage was like a club at the Arnold's. It was unreal. And I feel that was just wild to walk by, like the strobe lights and the music and like everything happening at once. So maybe in that case, powerlifting may be more fun.
We definitely should have some strobe lights and lasers and maybe a fog machine. Do you think I can get that going at the regional coming up next week?
Yeah, you got a week to do it.
Yeah, I don't know how people would react to that.
So you have to be able to perform.
Yeah. Speaking of the expo, what were some of the highlights for you guys? Renee, what do you think?
Sorry, just the competition itself was so fun. It was so cool to be at like a proper meet with the warm-up area in the back room and then like walking out onto the stage. I thought that was a super cool experience. Obviously meeting Maddie Rogers and Mary Eason Lappin. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. I think that just walking around and like seeing all these athletes who I just like follow on Instagram and I'm always like astounded by what they can do. That was really cool. The Rogue Strength stage, watching the men and women perform there was awesome too. It was just a great like environment and energy. Yeah, it was really nice to be just surrounded by all these incredibly strong people, I feel like.
Yeah, it's cool because everybody there, even though they're from all different sports, is still of the same mindset of health, fitness, sport, be a little better every day, work hard. So we all still have the same foundation, but then you can just see how everybody manifests that in their own respective performances. It's pretty cool.
100%. Yeah. And seeing the strong men, I was like, you know that they're huge. And then you just like are walking behind them and they're twice my size. It was unreal to see them in real life, I feel like.
I know, it's crazy. They're giants. We saw so many people that I think we were just obsessed with it while we were by the weigh-in room. We kept pointing out all of the very large people walking by. And then I remember seeing the mountain, Hafþór Bjørnson.
Yes.
And I thought I would be a little more starstruck, but then it was just kind of like, I guess when you see them so often online, you're just like, oh, there's the mountain. Like, I know him. There's Hafþór. No big deal.
Yes.
And then I remember, I think I said it to one of you guys, oh, he's not that big. And then I made eye contact with him as soon as I said that. And I was like, oh, I hope he didn't hear me.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking he would be bigger in person. But
see, it's not just me, right? Like when I'm thinking about him, I'm thinking about him from like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
When he's just like huge, picking up a guy and throwing him across the room, you know?
Yeah, but he's a lot leaner. He trained for something.
Isn't he boxing now or something?
Yeah, something like, or MMA, I don't know. He trained.
Yeah, he leaned out.
Yeah.
I heard he's tall, coming back. I heard he's coming back to strongman, no?
He's not as broad as he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to see Peak Mountain.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Hey, Haley, how about you? What stood out to you from the expo?
From the expo, there was so much. The medieval fighting, that was kind of crazy. Fireman games, the jujitsu, there was just like 15 different sports happening at the same time. I wish I got to see some of the tag. it was like professional tags.
I wanted to see that too. Yeah.
Yeah. My husband said he saw it and he was, it was super cool. It was crazy. But I don't even know. The expo itself was just mayhem. There was like certain booths had like disco dance parties going on. It got a little overwhelming at times. But it was really cool. It, like you said, it was really fun to be in an environment where everybody was focused on like fitness and just like being better and doing better, trying to better yourself every day. From the competition, like from the weightlifting room, I thought it was super cool to be competing at the same time as other platforms. Like I'd never had multiple platforms in a single meet. And like Renee had said, the warm-up room in the back, like that private area, that's really neat. It was like very secluded, walking out on stage, competing on an elevated platform, and never done that before. Yeah, it was very exciting the whole weekend. There was not a dull moment.
Yeah. You guys had a lot of first experiences. Shaf and Miguel had already competed at the Arnold back in 2020. And it was a lot different back then too. There wasn't a race stage. There wasn't all the lights. And of course the expo wasn't there either. It was kind of like a stripped down Arnold, you know, I think just because of the circumstances at the time. So this was really the full effect of it. And this is the highest level or biggest stage you guys have been on. What were the nerves like in comparison to some of the other meets that we've done? I mean, Haley, you've done the New York State Championships recently. You've done it twice. That is a big stage, a prestigious stage. Both of you have done the AO type online meet, which I remember, you know, that was nerve-wracking because that was like kind of the first time being in an official USAW quote meet. And Renee, you competed at the New England WSO Championships, which is a big stage too. How does all this compare? And how were the nerves? How was the mindset going into it? Renee?
I think, honestly, I feel like I was just having so much fun. I wanted to at least hit a total. So, and I think hitting my first snatch really, and I guess Haley can talk about her experience. Sorry for laughing. But hitting my first snatch for me just took like all of the nerves away. And then I was like, okay, we're just here to have fun. I think that the big for me was just elevated judging. I knew that was going to happen and it was something I was nervous about, especially because the 2 weeks preceding the meet, training had been going hashtag not great. And I feel like that is putting it lightly for how training was going for me. I was just like a mental disaster. So I think I was just so excited to be there and enjoy the experience that the nerves were, they're always a little bit there, but once I hit like one lift, I was like, okay, I can do this. I'll be okay. And then just like pushing the snatches, I thought was really fun. Obviously I feel robbed on one of my clean and jerks. I don't know if we'll go into details after this, but
we should.
It was good to be okay. It was good to go again and like compete with national level judges so that I know like my weaknesses at a national stage, not a local stage. So that I can just like keep drilling into them. Cause I think at a local level, maybe I shouldn't be saying this out loud, but you can kind of get away with things that you just can't get away with for better or worse. So that was where the nerves really came in. Cause I was like, please stay locked out.
Yeah. You know, they're going to be watching like a hawk. They've got the blue coats on. They're there to do a job and to hold the competition to the highest standard possible. Whereas, you know, at the local level, you might have a beginner referee and this is one of their handful of first times in the chair versus those people at the Arnold, their national level category one, category two IWF referees, they're pretty high level. So they have a bulk of meets under their belt. They know what they're looking at. Doesn't mean they don't make mistakes or controversial decisions, which we'll talk about here soon.
Yes, exactly. But I think that was really good just for like, again, developing as a weightlifter myself. I feel like what I always have to remind myself as well is like, for me personally, I'm currently still a full-time law student. This is a hobby. It's more. I just need to remember that this is just for fun. So not to take it all too seriously, because at the end of the day, it's not like my profession, which is something I always have to remind myself of.
It's funny, we have the opposite view. I was like, all right, Renee's full-time weightlifter. We have these meets we have to do. We have to be prepared. And oh yeah, there's law school. That's a nice, all right, that's a good career. All right, let's work on that. Yes, yes. But weightlifting, number one. Weightlifting's yeah. gotta be top.
Listen, one day I might switch completely. We'll see. But
there we go.
Yeah. The readings still have to get done, unfortunately.
You can eventually go down a niche of athletics litigation or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I love sports law. I do love sports law.
Well, one day we're going to have to get you on here and talk all about sports law.
We're just going down a rabbit hole, but I am a TA. We have like a sports law class and I am a TA for teaching assistant. So I'm ready. James, just give me the word.
All right. After spring break, when you're done, we should yes. talk about this sport. Perfect. I have many, many questions. Haley, same question. You know, what was your experience like in general, going up on this big stage, your maybe mindset as an athlete, how did you channel the nerves? Was it different than what you've experienced before?
It was a little different. I was definitely more nervous. And it wasn't for any like real reason. Like, it's just, as soon as I start to get close to that stage, I get like my heart rate just jumps and I can't calm it down. Usually the first snatch calms it down. Like Renee said, like that first snatch, just get it out of the way. Doesn't matter if you make or miss, just do it up there. And usually after that, my heart kind of calms down. I did have higher expectations going into this meet. I felt like my training was going okay. Snatches were a little frustrating, but my starting numbers, I was at least semi-confident in. And then the week leading up to the meet, I had a tough cut. My weight would not budge. So then my expectations were lowered as soon as I like took drastic measures to make weight. And then once my expectations were lowered, it just became a make a total, have fun, get the experience, which I did, thankfully.
Yeah.
I do think that there are things that I can do like in upcoming meets to help with the nerves. I know the one coming up at our gym is going to be really easy for me because it's in our own gym. Like, that's a familiar space. I should be able to just like go out without any sort of heart rate rush. That
home field advantage.
Yep, exactly. And I think another thing that contributed was the fact that I hadn't competed since States. So it had been 6 months. So I was kind of out of my usual routine. I was out of sync. So maybe in the future, you know, doing like a meet in January or February to try to like warm up, even if I don't like hit any sort of crazy numbers.
Yeah, I think we tried to do, did we do like a practice thing in class leading up to that? Or did the majority of people just do the 80K series one and then you guys just did the Arnold?
When was the 80K series one?
End of January.
Oh yeah, I couldn't do that. I was out of the country. But yeah, I don't think we did anything after that.
Okay. I'm wondering if maybe like a practice meet between all of us, you know. We did like a max out where I think everybody wore their singlet. It was like a singlet thing, you know.
But I don't count that as the same at all.
Okay.
I need like a warm-up room and then like an actual stage and judges and stuff to actually simulate it.
We'll carry all that wood down. No. We'll build a platform. Just do the tape. But then we could also live stream it and get some eyeballs that way. So that might spark the nerves a little bit.
It's not really like the eyes on me. It's like, it has absolutely nothing to do with what you think.
It's just the anticipation of, this is it. It's about to happen. This moment that I've waited all this time for.
Yep. It's here. And then, it's ridiculous, but I'm working on it.
Hey, we are. We're working on it. And the more, what I wonder for both of you and for Shaf and Miguel, when we go back now to another scenario, like a local meet, like not just the regional or the states, but like I'm talking like a local meet, you know, things might feel a little different because you've already been at like this next higher tier. So you'll be maybe a little more relaxed and at ease at that level. Well, what do you think about that, Renee?
No, I think that would make a lot of sense. I did sign up for one this summer in Denver, which I'm excited about, I have no idea how that's going to work out, honestly, but I could see me kind of just viewing it more as just like a heavy training day, for better or worse. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like local meets to me are so, I feel like every time, regardless of the level, I'm always thinking to myself, like, okay, this is the last time I'm doing this. I'm honestly sick of this sport. I want, I don't want it weighing on my head. And then I compete, and it's just so fun. And it's so fun to like meet the other athletes and engage with people in the warm-up area and just like, again, be in this community of strength that I just keep coming back for more after the fact. So, yeah.
You've both done other sports, swimming, track. Is it the same with those? Do you have the same relationship with those other sports where you're like, I hate this. Why am I doing this? But then when you're in it or it's over, oh my God, that was the most fun, amazing thing ever. Or is it just a weightlifting thing?
I would say for me in swimming, I was not that good. Like, I did swim in college, but I feel like meets were not fun for me because I felt like the pressure was so high and I was never really meeting the expectations, where at least for weightlifting so far, and like, knock on wood, it keeps going this way. Meets tend to go fairly well. I might not be hitting the best numbers, but at least like I'm hitting some things or I'm learning in the process. Whereas with swimming, I was just like, get me, the smell of chlorine now makes me like sick to my stomach. So, but that's for me. I wonder if Haley has a different feeling with track, but swimming is definitely not the same.
Yeah, I'd say it's different. Mostly because I'd have to say I had the same feelings. Like, I was eager for competition and I wanted to like basically show all the hard work I put in, show how good I am. But college athletics beats you down after 4 years of, like, number one, going through a very tough major at the same time as being a student athlete. And it was just at a D3 level. But after 4 years, you're like, I am so sick of this. I just want this season to be over. My body is falling apart. And you have a meet. We had meets every single Saturday. And it was like, all right, can we just do this a different way? I can't be competing this often. And then it just kind of gets watered down. Like, competitions are just kind of like feels like another practice, or just going out and jumping or going out and just doing one race and hoping you can do your best. But the enthusiasm definitely wanes in college athletics. Yeah. At least.
Once a month might be a little much, but that'd be amazing if we could have a weightlifting meet once a month.
Oh, I would go nuts.
A month isn't, but it just gets tedious. Like, you want that excitement, like, as much as the nerves are annoying, you kind of want that, like, that build up.
Once a quarter
running track.
Yeah, once a quarter. I mean, the fact that Haley, Miguel, and Shaw are doing the regionals in a week, which was only 3 weeks after the Arnold, I'm thankful I have spring break as an excuse to not do that. I could not do that.
We've been forced, manipulated.
Yep, there's no choice.
We had no choice.
I just roll in the barbell club with a rifle strung over my shoulder, and I'm like, did everybody sign up for the regional?
That's what it feels like.
We're all gonna be happy, right? We're all happy. Yeah. Not your heads.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So anyway, yeah, I definitely need the break. And I feel like since it's on our own terms, whereas obviously for both of us in college athletics and leading up to college athletics, 0% was on my own terms. It's really nice to be free from that and like be an independent sentient being capable of making decisions for myself.
Yeah. The choice is the big thing. Like, I did at one point I chose to do track, but by the end, it felt like I was being like manipulated into it. Like, oh yeah, you got to come back for your fourth season, like, you got to finish it out, you got to help your team, like, but this is just, I made the choice to join the barbell club, and then every time I go, I make the choice, so it's my decision every single time.
Exactly. See, I have nothing Nothing to do with that.
Except for
Renee, I don't know what this constitutes in a court of law, but we did just hear Haley verbally say that she made all these decisions, and it's on on the record.
And now I need to say my disclaimer. I am a law student, and nothing I say is legal advice.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
So now that all of our disclaimers are out there.
Yeah. Now we got them. We got them out. Let's dive into the performances. So Renee, we went 3 for 6. You made one snatch at 53 kilos. We missed, that was the first attempt. We missed 55 on a second attempt. Then we went 57 and you stood up with it, but the refs turned it down. But we count it as a lifetime PR because it is. 57 kilos is the most you've ever taken from the ground, yes, overhead in one motion with a snatch with grip to the bottom of the squat to standing. And who knows if there was an elbow flicker or what. I don't know. I have to go and look at the video again. But we counted that as a lifetime PR. On the clean and jerk, mm-hmm, we missed the opener, mm-hmm, at 70. Took it again on the second attempt. Crushed it. And it was one of those lifts where it's, mm-hmm, like, well, it went from a miss to super easy, you know, it's always one of those. And then we went 73 and we hit that and we walked away with the 126 total. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about your performance? What are some of your thoughts on the lifts?
No, honestly, overall, I'm very happy with my performance. I think as long as the qualifying totals stay the same, I will have qualified for next year for my weight class, which is also kind of a weight off my shoulders, because I feel like in past years, and especially this year, it was like I was really pushing the limit as to how much time I had in between qualifying and being able to sign up. So that's kind of a nice relief. I will say 57.
Just to fill in there a little bit, the year before, we were discussing on whether or not all of us were going to go to the Arnold period, and you were going to possibly try to do a last minute Hail Mary qualifier.
Yeah.
And pay the late entry fee, which would have been like $345. And I'm really glad we didn't. I'm glad we didn't go and that you did not do that. And then
And
for this current year, we were trying to qualify, I think, in November.
Correct, yeah. And I think for last year, I would have had to hit like huge PRs and it would have had to be like an absolutely perfect performance. Whereas now it's nice to know that I can only make like half of my lifts and still qualify basically with my openers. So that's always nice to see. With the snatches, I was super happy. For some reason, those are feeling pretty good right now. The tables have turned. I would say with the 57, I was super happy about that because 3 weeks before is when we had sort of done like a heavy day. And I hit 55 and that was the heaviest I'd ever gotten overhead. So to be able to go 2 kilos up in another 3 weeks and stand it up very comfortably, I was really, really happy and proud of that. And then for the clean and jerks, that's kind of where like my mental breakdowns have been happening recently. With the cleans, I'm just not feeling very confident for some reason. So it was a little frustrating. And I know we dropped my opener just to like get a number on the board. So it's frustrating to miss the first one. And that's what I would call a robbery. But I think, again, I was just happy for a total. I was happy with the total I hit. My previous total is a 129 in a meet, so I'm not that far off. And yeah, I definitely learned things. I just need to like get my head back together for the cleans. But I don't know what the answer is for that besides like a lobotomy. So
no, maybe not.
Yeah, I'm not willing to do that. But again, I think it all went really well. The warm-ups went really well in the back. And even with all the like moving parts and the chaos, it was really fun. And can only go up from here. Like I said, 60 and 80 by the New England Weightlifting Champs. That's what I want.
Definitely. I mean, with the way that your snatch progress is going, mm-hmm, back at the New England State Championships or WSO Championships, mm-hmm, you hit 55 for a lifetime PR, correct?
No, that was 53.
53?
Yeah, that 53 was at New England.
What did we do in New Haven?
New Haven was 54.
Oh, okay. All right, 50. So we put on, you know, it wasn't official by the refereeing standards, but we've increased our snatch by 3 kilos November to March. Mm-hmm. So if we can put on another 3 kilos from now until September, which I'm assuming that's when the New England State or WSO championships mm-hmm. are going to happen again, I think we can do it. I think 60 is right around the corner.
I agree. And I think, I'm in Denver. I'm going to be at altitude. So coming back to sea level, I'm basically blood doping. But you didn't hear that on this podcast, and that was a joke. Again, everyone relax. but I think
someone like, call USADA.
But I think to be able to train in Denver this whole summer and then come down, I think I'm even if it's like psychosomatic, I'm gonna believe that that's gonna help me as well.
I think it will. Mm-hmm. I think like your time in Alaska helped, and when we got back to Connecticut, things were better for those two meets. So I think it will.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yep.
Haley. So we went 2 for 6. We missed our opener and second attempt, both at 70 kilos on the snatch. Then we went up a kilo because we can't let it die on 70. So, and then we hit 71. Then on the clean and jerk, we opened up at 86, got that. And then we missed 90 and 93. And we finished the day with a 157 total. What are your thoughts on this performance?
Well, like I said, nerves got to me and the weight cut. So I think both of those had an effect. The 70 opener was an attempt to get the nerves out. I threw it up there way too fast. and then I almost lost it behind me. I held it onto it, but I didn't sell it. So.
It almost makes you think if things would have been different if we kept it with the original 73 or 72 opener.
Yeah, it may have been better because the adrenaline was pumping, so it would have gone up. It was just a matter of if it would have gone up nicely and I would have held on to it. The second 70 was really frustrating because it was there, it was just like a hair in front and I couldn't pull it back. And then by that point I was mad. And I know everybody else was freaking out and nervous. My whole family said that they were very nervous. Like they didn't want to record because they didn't even want to mess me up. As if I could even see them.
For the record, I was not nervous at all. I was fine.
Good. Okay. You were the only one.
I'm always fine. It's like, okay.
Miguel was freaking out. Shaf was freaking out. Mike said he was freaking out. He was watching the live stream. But I was just mad and I was like, this is so stupid. Like I've hit 70. I've hit higher than 70 from like my knees or my hips or something like that. So I was just really mad going into 71.
I guess my rationale is like, there's other things in life that I could be stressed out about. And I know Haley can do this. We're just having a tough time out there. And if I'm stressed at all or showing you that I'm stressed, or freaking out, that's just going to seep into you. So someone's got to be chill right now and just be, hey, we're going to be all right.
That calm and collected face. Yep. The other thing about snatches, which was a pattern in a couple weeks leading up to it, was my warmups were actually going like almost too well. And every single day that my warmups went too well, they were too snappy, too fast. In the weeks leading up to it, it ended with me missing at least 3 out of 4 of my last attempt, like last snatches. So in the process of the warm up, I'm thinking like, these are moving too fast. It's going to end badly. And I was like, all right, don't think like that. Like, get it out of your head, get it out of your head. And I tried to focus so much on like each rep and what I was doing. And I talked to Miguel afterwards and he said he noticed the exact same thing. He was like, yep. You looked exactly like you do when you missed 63, 66, and 69 in the week leading up to it. So let's hope that doesn't happen again.
Well, if it does, we'll be ready.
It's true. Hopefully we can fix it. And then the clean and jerks were fine. I just started to get dizzy. I think this is where my weight cut got up to me.
Yeah, we were dizzy. Originally going to open up at 89 and we decided to, you put down 86 and then it was going to be one of those scenarios where you give me the thumbs up to go up or we stay.
Yep. And I said stay because I was getting dizzy on standing up from the clean. And I didn't want to risk going higher and not making a clean and jerk. So 86 actually felt really easy. And I was happy with how easy it felt on the platform too. 90, I should have made it. Just, I think it was a little in front and my elbow didn't lock out. So I just bailed on it. I didn't think they were going to call it. And I definitely would have made it as a second attempt, but I only had about a minute rest. And that's when we decided to go up to 93 because I needed way more rest after that.
Yeah. I think going up to 93 gave you like at least four.
Yeah.
Maybe five until you had to go again.
Yeah. And I needed all the rest I could get at that point. And again, the clean felt easy and the jerk was close, but maybe next time.
Yeah.
I won't weight cut as aggressively.
Maybe next weekend at actually, you would have already gone by now. Next weekend, you'll already be done this time.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It's 2:40 right now. Your session, the first men's session should have started 10 minutes ago at this time next week. So you'll definitely be done. And I think you'll be in the ref's chair.
Yes, right? I will be. Yep.
Okay. So yeah, there you go. So you'll be on the other end of it. Maybe we need to use this Arnold performance to fuel a fiery performance at the Adirondack Weightlifting Regional Open here.
Yep. I did say you forced us into this, but now I'm kind of using it as a redemption of I'm hoping to at least hit higher numbers.
Definitely. I mean, we're going to test the plan on Monday, see how things are going, what numbers everybody wants to use. And then we'll work that plan on Saturday, and I think we'll be fine.
All right.
Now, for both of you, how about a little bit of a coaching review? Did I do a good job? I asked Shaf Miguel this. Any mistakes, any grievances, anything like that?
I don't think so.
My only grievance, James. And you
all right, I knew it. All right, here we go.
No, I think it was before my 55 snatch, we didn't do the little fist bumps and then that just flew behind me. Do you remember?
Yes.
And so we said, we made a note of it though, that like that, now we know every time we just have to do the proper fist bump move. Because after that, everything I think honestly went fine. But the one lift I basically didn't stand up is the one that we forgot to fist bump. And so would you look at that?
See, the fist bumping of the coach does carry a lot of power. It's the transference of the calm energy, I think.
Exactly. No, but honestly, no, go for it, Kelly.
Okay, we did the same fist bump, except he messed up the order on one of my lifts. And I said, that was in the right order as I fist bumped. And then I walked up.
what was wrong about the order?
You said, I walk out of the curtain, I take your headphones, and then we fist bump. And I think you fist bumped before we walked out of the curtain. And I was like, that's not correct.
Yeah. Messed up the order there. All right, we'll get it. Well, yeah, it's because like it's the me going out through the curtain first is my body is acting as a barrier so you don't go up there too early or run away before it's time, which it's really easy to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're focusing on so many things, I got to get out there to lift, they just called my name and they may be still changing the weights, maybe I need to say something to you before you go, so I go through first, and then if you have to give me anything, give it to me, like typically Miguel and Shaf have headphones and then you have headphones and then we fist bump and then you go and do it, you know. So yes, that is that's the rationale behind the me going through the curtain first.
Yeah.
I gotta also go through and make sure the area is safe. There's no crazy fans out there, you know. But all right, everybody back, get back. Renee, Haley coming through.
Yes, exactly. No, but honestly, otherwise I feel like it all went really seamlessly. Especially in like the warm-ups, even with like multiple people on the platform at a time. It was really nice to sort of have like a crew of like Miguel and Shoff in our case, like doing the loading and then you making the calls. I think it went really well. The timing worked out perfectly. And you know that that's my thing. I'm so anxious about the timing. I'm like, James, I'm simply not going to have any warm-ups and then I'm going to have to be on the platform lifting. But somehow, lo and behold, you actually know what you're doing.
Yes, yes. Well, it's always so my concern.
Don't have to worry.
You're the one that wants to go the fastest. And I have to make sure that by the time the session starts, we actually have warm-ups to do. Because we run the risk of being done with all of your warm-ups. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you got 8 attempts before you're going to go out. And you're going to be hanging out for a while. So we make it work. We make it work.
We do. I think it's just because, like, I don't know, maybe because I came to weightlifting through CrossFit and then I'm still doing CrossFit on the side. I don't really need like rest. And I was like an endurance swimmer. So I was swimming like the mile. So I'm used to just like grinding through. So that's why I'm like, okay, let's get a move on. We've got to just like all back together.
Out of everybody, you sit down the least. Yeah. You're mostly walking around. You're fielding questions from everybody on your phone because your phone is blowing up. Of people not understanding the rules.
Yeah, that was probably the funniest part is all the texts that were like, what, how does this sport work? Because like, I'm seeing things and I don't understand what's going on. But yeah, no, otherwise in terms of coaching, I think like it worked out perfectly for me.
Perfect. Good. Yeah. I have my own little after action report that I do myself. Just, did I forget anything? What could have been done better, et cetera.
Yeah, there was only one thing that happened that wasn't, I don't even think it was your fault, but it was just a miscommunication on, I think it was the second and third clean and jerks. Maybe it was the third clean and jerk, where you asked me if I wanted to go up and I said yes. And I think you misheard me and you only put me up to 91. And then you were like, all right, let's go. And I was like, no, I wanted to go up to 93. So it was just a slight miscommunication. And it didn't affect anything, but because we still had changes and you just went up and changed it again.
Yep. And then we got more rest. I wonder if maybe, see, I try not to jump you guys straight to the number because mm-hmm. then we can't change our mind if the bar already gets there.
Yeah.
It might have just been at that point. I just heard your name like, oh, let's go. All right. Yeah. You know, yeah. I agree. We are up, you know.
I was like, no, we're not. It's only been 30 seconds since I rested.
Yeah. We need more time than that. Yep. Shout out to the New York crew. So both of you guys got pretty lucky in the sense that your platform warm-up partners were people we knew and from New York, and it worked out very, very well. Renee, we had Joe Rodriguez, shout out to Cup of Joe weightlifting, and yes. Joelle von Bischofshausen, if I said mm-hmm. that correctly, warming up with us, and we shared a bar and everybody helped each other, you know, warm up. And we even grabbed us another bar from a platform yeah. all the way down across the room. So we had two.
And Joe was out there just making moves. He was like, we need like all the cards. It was a really great team of just like, stuff needs to be happening back here, because I think like our cards weren't there and we had no idea what the order was, and anyway, so
yeah, they were taking their time getting all that stuff out. Oh, and mm-hmm. shout out to Shoff, we shouldn't forget, Shoff went on a coffee run just prior to Renee's session. He so did. We can't forget that.
No, coffee that was critical.
Yep. And I think he made many a water bottle run as well, some for Miguel. So look at the Shoff was going back and forth doing a lot of stuff. So shout out Shoff.
And Miguel for being Miguel.
Yep. Yeah. Miguel being Miguel. Couldn't Which, be anybody else.
Exactly. No. So it was really nice on my platform. Even though Joelle for the snatches was opening much heavier than me, it still worked out well.
Yeah. Yeah, that works out nice because then it'd be so much harder if both of you were super close in numbers. Just like, all right, we can take our time. They can take their time. We'll get our lifts. And we know we'll be off the platform when they start to get deeper into their progression. And then for Haley, we were partnered up with Erica Queso. And Juliana Riotto was coaching her, and Barbell Stories was around and a couple other photographers. There was a whole media team just swarming the platform for every lift. How was that, Haley? Was it distracting at all that there was a film crew on the platform?
No, actually, I was surprised by how little I noticed them. Normally, I'm very aware where photographers are, but I knew that they were both there for Erica. So I was like, oh, they're not paying attention to me at all. But I think Shaf or Miguel told me later that they were also taking pictures of me. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't notice them, thankfully. But because otherwise I would be like hyper-focused on the fact that I'm getting my photograph taken. But no, it was
And we got to find out where those pictures are.
I know. Yep. I found one of the other photographer, not Barbell Stories, on Instagram. So I followed him, but I don't know if he kept those photos at all or if he even knows who I am. So he can't get them to me. But yeah, no, it was fine. Definitely there were a lot of people, but it didn't really affect how I was warming up.
Yeah. And I think some people were there helping to load the bar for Erica. Yeah. And again, we had two barbells going back and forth. So it was just a lot of good teamwork and making sure we're rolling our bar off the platform, getting their bar back mm-hmm. on, trading plates, just camaraderie and community.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what it's all about. I will say I was hyper focused on all of the photographers. Haley, Miguel, and I were trying to avoid them. Like in every photo, I was like, I cannot escape this. And I simply don't want to be in the background of any of these.
I was definitely in the background of a lot of Erica's because I was sitting right behind her. It was my chair when she was lifting. And I saw like Will from Barbell Stories, like literally pointing his camera at me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm watching her lift. You see that? That was a good lift.
That worked out so well.
I'll say though, on the platform, I think it was before my first snatch, all I could hear, I don't know if USAW had their own photographer, but all I could hear was the shutter just like going. And I was like, please stop. Get out of my ear right now. But where are those photos? That's my question too.
Yeah, is it Lifting Life? Maybe are they the ones that did the photo for the event?
I have no idea.
Huh. Yeah, that's a mystery we'll have to figure out. We did, Renee, discover the link to the archived videos of every session where you'd be able to watch it the same as someone who was watching the live stream. And last night during Barbell Club, we were watching Shaf's session.
Oh, God.
So well, one of these days we'll have to pull up the other ones. I say we watch Miguel's next.
Yeah, Miguel with 15-year-old boys.
He beat him. He showed them all.
We can hear the guy say there's only one person in the open in the session. The rest were in the youth.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's awesome. Yeah. So we've got another couple minutes left before Renee's got to go on another pressing meeting. But you're being interviewed by a lot of people today.
Any
closing thoughts just on the Arnold, you know, and your whole experience and trip throughout it?
I feel like my biggest takeaway is it was just like so fun, and like we keep talking about like community and camaraderie. And since I have a little like group, there's a little group of weightlifters at the gym I train at in New Haven, but usually I'm just like lifting alone doing my own thing. It was so nice to just be like surrounded by people. And like everyone's cheering for each other. I think that's also like my favorite part of weightlifting meets is everyone wants everyone to make their lifts. And you could have people like all throughout the warm-up area, like watching the other platforms. And that was really nice. I feel like truthfully in terms of the expo, like I'm not really in the market for supplements that may or may not be laced with like illicit drugs. I don't really need swag. So I think that I really enjoy just like watching the strong man, watching the strength stage, and then like the weightlifting side of things. It was cool to be able to meet people, but the expo itself was also like kind of just like overwhelming in a sea of like testosterone. but I had a really good time and I'm really looking forward to next year. Already.
You're right, Haley. No one can see you, the move you just did with your hands, but it was a little smelly in there too.
Stinky. Yeah.
one can imagine hundreds of lifters and bodybuilders and powerlifters and people drinking protein shakes mm-hmm. and Oh man, they needed, they did need ventilation.
Yeah, it was only the second day. It's like the middle of the second day is when it started to get really stinky. And I was like, I can't imagine what the third day was going to be like.
I noticed way too many people wearing the tank tops or cut off sleeveless shirts. And I was like, I feel like that's just going to make you smell more.
Yeah.
So other than that, though, I had a fantastic time. And it's always nice to just like get away from law school in New Haven and like be with other real humans. So I really enjoyed that.
Awesome. Haley?
Yeah, I'd have to agree on almost everything. Yeah, it was super fun. I definitely want to do it again. I learned a lot, and hopefully I can apply everything that I learned into the coming meets and also next year. Same thing about the expo. It was very overwhelming. I think I could only really stand like an hour or so at a time before my like senses started to go haywire, especially that rope strength stage. Like that was just, it was so loud there.
The strongman behind it was so overwhelming.
So loud. Yeah. So maybe next time I bring some earplugs and maybe I'll be able to survive then.
That's probably a pro move right there.
Yep. Yeah. You can get some that like still allow sound to pass through, but like at like a lower intensity. So I'll look into those. I enjoyed the strength stage, and I didn't get to see the strongman, but I wish I did. I wish I had stuck around enough for that. The competition was fantastic. The expo was less so, but I would still go again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense. Our main thing is the weightlifting. When that day that we were at the Rogue stage, when we all kind of split off for a little bit, I walked around the expo and I was like, well, I am clearly not going to buy anything, you know, and I definitely don't want samples, even though samples sounds like a good idea. Like the hoarder in me is like, you should bring this back to New York and keep it in a cabinet for a year or two and then throw it away down the line. But then I was like, you know what? This is too much. It's too many people. I'm not going to buy anything. I don't take any of these supplements, nor do I want to. And eventually I just went home to weightlifting. Remember you guys found me watching the white platform, I think it was, or the blue. I was like, I'm going home. I'm going back to USA Weightlifting. And I'm just going to watch people snatch and clean jerk, which is what I do the vast majority of the time anyways.
Yeah, like I already have a protein.
It was really fun to just.
That I like, so I wasn't going to try any other ones. I did buy some peanut butter. That was really good. But
oh, all right. What'd you say, Renee?
Oh, no, I was just saying it was really nice to like see people from like all the different clubs and the different meets that you compete at anyway. Just to like connect with people I've met at other meets here was also really like pleasant, which is why also like USAW as home, because I like know people there and I wanted to see them compete and cheer for them and stuff.
Yeah, the more often you go to these things, you start to see them more regularly. And we already have a crew of people that we know from New York and Connecticut, but then you start to make other friends like, oh, hey, remember we were at the Arnold last year, we were competing against one another, and you get to know their name and they follow you on Instagram, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Which you had a follower, Renee.
We cannot do this,
James. On Instagram. this might be a whole nother podcast that we should do on this one. Should we invite him on?
No, I will throw up. I'm so happy no one can see me. I'm so red right now. Please. Listen, right. Real respect's real, James. Real respect's real.
That is true. I did follow him with the Barbell Club page, so.
But you didn't get followed back, did you?
No. You gotta follow the club. You gotta respect the club. So I'm gonna have to unfollow now.
Oh my god! Yeah, fun. So great.
neither one of you guys lifted at the training hall, right?
Correct. No.
It was a really cool setup. I think it would be cool next time to get a little more lifting in there, just because it's like lifting in Barbell Club when you're lifting around other people and you're training, but with like 50 other people. So it's just a different experience. So I do think that we should try to get a little more training done. And it could just be like, hey, we're just lifting up to 70% or something for a day, or maxing out every day. Either we're at the Arnold. Let's go crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if I had it in me after competing to lift a barbell again.
If I came when you guys came, I could have done that. But I came later. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe next time.
Or if I'm an 81 next year, I will definitely, I probably wouldn't lift until Sunday, so I'd have time.
Yep, you'll be making your 81 debut in 1 week.
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear this. My weight just dropped.
No.
Oh.
So I could be a 76. I'm not going to teach it again.
Oh, my God.
I know.
This is a roller coaster.
She doesn't know what she's doing, yeah.
All right, well, Haley,
at least you're so strong, you can do whatever you want, and it's okay.
Well, yeah.
this is true. Next time, we need to hit up the training hall, earplugs for the expo, yes, and maybe a nose plug. Definitely a good idea.
Probably.
And we also have to go, we can't forget, to Who Hearted.
What? Okay. No, Who Haley doesn't know this joke. I unfortunately do have to go.
Okay.
In my absence, you can tell Haley the joke because I cannot hear it.
Okay. I was just gonna end on that. Yeah. But, all right. Later, Renee.
Bye.
Bye.
There's a restaurant in Columbus called Who Hearted.
Oh, okay.
And I kept accidentally calling it Who Farted.
Oh.
and there was a whole debate on whether or not we should go there, and no one wanted to go there except for me. And apparently they play Patrick Swayze movies like Roadhouse on one TV, and then across the restaurant or the place Ghost or something. So they just play Patrick Swayze movies. And I was like, why wouldn't we go there?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go either. Sorry.
Oh, come on now.
Sorry. Right.
Maybe I'll stop and I'll grab a sandwich next time.
Yeah, can do a solo trip.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's all the questions I've got on the Arnold, Haley. Right. Are you feeling ready overall, mentally, physically, for this meet coming up in a week?
Not yet. Hopefully this week will be some. I don't even know, some recovery. Maybe I can do some mental work.
Mental recovery.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Haley, where can people follow you if they're going to follow you and see what you're doing in life and lifting?
I never post, but my Instagram is Haley, Haley.Mace, M-A-I-S. You can follow me there. I'll follow you back.
All right. Yeah, there you go. I'll do this for Renee. You can follow Renee, especially if you're maybe an admirer from the Arnold Classic and you need a reminder. But this is R-M-M-I-H-A-I-L, R-M Mihail on Instagram. You can follow me, James A. McDermott, on Instagram. You can follow our Barbell Club, Albany Crossville Barbell Club, on Instagram. And that is it. Thank you so much for listening. And Haley, thanks for coming on. Thank you, Renee, for coming on.
Yeah.